Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order, Tenny County Transportation Advisory Board. Start to do a roll call. Members present.
Rick Sabanfish.
Keith Francis.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
Randy Hayes.
Doug Mueller. First order of business, approval of board minutes.
We would make a motion that we approve them.
Have a motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So we need to do the guests present, are they?
That would help review those in the minutes.
End of the people in attendance.
Travis Hart, Michigan.
Sorry?
Travis.
Travis.
Hire PTI.
Carlos Osborne, Curry Schools.
Beth Shower, MoDOT. SCH. Thank you.
Okay. Start with old business. Anything anyone know of that needs gone over?
Did you ever resolve what nobody ever went to the commission on?
Somewhat, that's what I wanted to add with Rick being here. The questions we had about like if Devin would be like a voting member or not a voting member. No, group was my question with. I've never gotten anything, you know, very solid from anyone of whether that should be or not. What I want to get your opinion on that before you, if we should pursue anything else.
My opinion is I'll make a motion that the County Road Bridge Administrator is a voting member of the County Transportation Advisory Board. So there's a motion right there. That's how I feel about it.
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Didn't we have this discussion back when I was sitting in
there?
Every time. But I don't know that we ever made a motion to make anything.
We're making another. So we're going to keep doing this till we get this right.
And this one, does it not have to go get approved by them?
Yeah, it does. But at least we can say that it's right.
Yeah. But at least if we have an actual motion, a second, a vote on it, then...
Then you'll have to get on the agenda and get them.
Yep. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Then the motion pass.
And then I just ask that the staff figure out, get us on the agenda. Just let us know when that is. And then we'll go from there.
For YouTube or?
Well, we'll represent, you can put Doug down there, but if there's three or four of us that want to come and we're in the gallery, we'll be in the gallery just to show support. And I'd say that's what we need to do. And we have had this discussion before, but it never gets put into the bylaws or the stuff, and so then it gets lost. But it does originally say that was not a voting member. So if you go back far enough, you can find why they believe it this way. But then, Randy, as far as I know, we've kind of resolved it, and you were voting, and
right. And
the votes were counted, and they were in the minutes, and then Devin comes along, and then it kind of stopped you. There, so I'm not sure why, but we need this resolved once and for all. So I think this will do it.
Great.
If you'll get us on
is
the agenda.
Next Monday, okay? Or?
Yep.
See.
Monday the 4th?
The 28th?
28th?
I like how you think they're in January quick.
Yes.
Okay, Monday the 28th, 9 o'clock ish.
Okay.
calling a meeting for Monday the 28th at 9 o'clock?
We're actually going to get on the county commission agenda.
Gotcha.
Are you aware of anybody that has strong feelings about this, or is it just something we need to get going on?
Sheila had did some research on it. I'm not sure what the outcome was.
Well, we talked about it. I thought it was happening, but obviously it's not, so let's get it going.
Yeah, as far as I could tell from anything, it was just a matter of, there wasn't necessarily opposition. It was just a matter of if it should be or not.
I think the precedent on this, at least I'll say on the city side, most of our committees have, even state statutory, like the Planning Commission and Board of Adjustment, all have city council members are one member of that board, and they all vote. So I don't think there's any reason why we wouldn't have.
Well, like on planning and zoning, right?
Right, the administrator of zoning.
Okay, so you have the same thing. So I don't know why we wouldn't here. So.
Perfect.
I guess if I was the commission, I would want one of my staff to at least have a vote on this.
Right. I mean, there's, yeah. This is definitely doesn't look like there'd be some pain. Wouldn't hurt. Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a professional. I mean,
well, like, subject matter expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, now we've got two of them, so.
Right. Okay, any other old business? Anything with, as far as Kerrville Schools, has anything?
I'm going to give that under the update.
No. Perfect. You want just to, yeah, if you want just go ahead and start yours, I can just find it.
You mean on the turn lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some drawings for just in front of the school, and they're extending the drawing now up to around Victorian Park to see which direction they want to go and how much difference there's going to be on cost. Because he had called complaining he would like to have a turn lane due to the amount of vehicles, you know, big vehicles coming in and out to help reduce some accidents.
Devin, I just came from a meeting with him, not about the road, but about economic development and his expansion and all of that stuff. So I'm here to tell you that
he's got big plans.
There's big plans, but if in fact we can't work together on all of this stuff, he's also looking at some other locations that may be safer for tractor trailers. But I believe in my heart that it would be better if he kept a significant presence on this side of the county, because he's a big employer and he pays some property taxes for the school district. But if he expands to the Meadows Industrial Park, Meadow View Industrial Park, whatever it is, which he's working through the funding on that right now, but he kind of today said, well, let's just stop and see where we're at here before we get too far. But that would bring the school district quite a bit more property tax if his suppliers and other folks came into that area. So there's a real economic development component to this that's going independently. And I guess I would say, because I told Ken what you and I, Devin, talked about was, wait till we get a plan, and then we'll go out and see what we can find for funding. But until we have this drawing or this plan and have an engineer's estimate, we aren't going to know what to go out and find or what sources of revenue might work. And so that's kind of where we're at. But I'm on board once we get a plan that he can agree with, Carlos, the school board can agree with, the county can agree with, MoDOT needs to just give us a preliminary look, and then I'll be on board to go out and help find some money.
We had two different plans right in front of the school. One of them, I didn't like it. Took most of the right away from the school. That was going to add over $100,000 for moving utilities. So by splitting it on both sides, we're not affected by the utilities, and it's going to cut further down on the cost.
That's excellent.
And my deal, if we get approved to do it, would be tell the commission our part would be doing the work, you know, the equipment that we have in the meantime. And then the other money, wherever they can come up with.
Okay.
There was another accident.
That was saying, don't look at us.
There was another accident there.
I did not
make copies. If you want to look at it, and it shows what all's happened there. But we did just have one the other day, last week, another one.
Carlos, did you have another one?
I think that's it.
That's the one called.
This one upside down.
Sure, that was Friday.
And then the ones on the front page is happened previous to that. I think one of them involved the school bus, didn't it, and one a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, the school bus was told right in front of the middle school. It just pulled out. Luckily, it was leaving for a morning route. Didn't have any kids on it. And the bus driver wasn't killed. But it was almost a head-on collision. It just started. This is a pulled out.
Well, I think, I mean, I definitely have to help if you could tie them both together, right? I mean, the school
would,
business.
And even if we get the plan and we can get a part of it done and we have to do additional pieces to we get the funding, I think that's even a possibility. But knowing that we have a plan for the whole thing so that we don't wind up doing one piece and then find out, golly, I wish we had thought of the other piece of it, and now we got. So I think this is the right thing. And I'm a big advocate here. When you read, and I haven't read this, but Devin says it's the Kane County Expressway and the Bill Grant. Having a set of plans is absolutely imperative before we start trying to sell these projects. So otherwise, we go out and ask for money, and they say, well, where's the plans? And you say, well, we haven't done those yet, and we're waiting for money. That is a non-starter. That won't work. But if we can start with these plans, then go out and find the money, that works much better. I think that is the way we need to move forward with this, too. And if we can get that done, I feel bad about getting both these projects.
On that topic, I mean, out of 851 projects, we made it to Tier 4, which is the final tier, and we were within 150 of those of being chosen. We do need to improve on the next time on the right-of-way, be further along with it. And further along with the archaeology tests that they have to do for, you know, burial grounds or artifacts, or that it would have to be further along than that. It explains in there to you if you'll read it. Why the people call us, I don't know, but this would be a deal for MoDOT, but they're very well aware of it. Another guy, and he was supposed to be here today, on the Love Shore Drive, want to improve it.
I will say that this board may get called because we have told those folks that they need to go through the process of prioritization, which is what every county is required to do, and prioritize through the RPC. So
that's what I told that guy.
If you need contact, it might be
okay. He didn't show up today.
He's probably called me 5-6 times. I haven't face to face. I didn't know that his name. It's
is that the same one?
There's actually 3 people there that you told that could have showed up to this meeting, you know, because they all had a part in that.
Gary Pence is the guy that I've talked with and met with and everything else. And I've invited him here. I've given him several times the meeting dates. I've done all that.
We're giving the meeting date today.
And he always has reasons why he's busy